From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Iraq today, Shiite militia leader Muqtada al-Sadr released a statement calling on his armed followers to put down their weapons and stop fighting government forces. This is a new development in the ongoing violence between rival Shiite forces in Iraq. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Baghdad. First, tell us more about Muqtada al-Sadr's statement.
Well, it's come, as you can imagine, as a big surprise here. The statement that was distributed in Najaf to press people there said that, first of all, he had made this decision to stop Iraqi blood being shed, to maintain the unity of Iraq, and to put an end to this sedition that the occupiers and their followers want to spread among the Iraqi people. He said, "We call for an end to armed appearances in Basra and all other provinces." And keyly, he said, "Anyone carrying a weapon and targeting government institutions will not be one of us." So he is disavowing people who are fighting in his name. Now, the reaction, as far as we can tell so far, is that fighting continues in Basra and in Sadr City. We are hearing that as Mehdi army members there in Sadr City in that Shiite slum in Baghdad heard this announcement, they started chanting that Muqtada al-Sadr was no longer a soldier and that they would continue to fight. The question here, Leanne, really is, how much control does al-Sadr have over his forces? Will they follow him in this? Because they have been fighting all over this country and have been doing very well.
There's more U.S. involvement in the fighting that's continuing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the U.S. military has confirmed for the first time the use of ground forces in Basra in an escalation of their involvement there. A team of American special forces joined the battle working with Iraqi troops. 22 militants were killed, the military announced. It's another sign that the fight was not going well for the Iraqi forces. We've been hearing this for the past 6 days since this all began. Muqtada al-Sadr's Mehdi army fighters remained in control of many Basra streets as of last night. They have their own checkpoints in many areas and are heavily armed. We also just had reports this morning that militiamen in Basra stormed a state TV facility in Basra. The Iraqi military guard surrounding the building had to flee, and Mehdi army fighters set armored vehicles on fire.
You were out on the streets of Baghdad. What's going on and what are people telling you?
Well, it's been very difficult here in Baghdad. This is day three of a curfew here, and it's extremely quiet. Everyone is staying indoors, only going out on foot to get supplies. No cars on the streets at all. There was heavy fighting in certain areas in Baghdad overnight, and so people are really finding the curfew here extremely trying. People had really felt that the security situation had improved in Baghdad. And when I went to talk to people today, they expressed a real weariness. They felt that the situation had reverted again to chaos. And they really just sounded extremely frustrated and extremely tired.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.